Hello everyone, and thank you for being here. So, today I will be entertaining awareness from the heart. Everything actually could be considered different levels of awareness, and it just came to me that the heart is giving us a huge awareness. And this is very interesting because actually any single thing that we can decide to observe has awareness that applies to everything else. This is a magical universe that we live in. And this is true, simply true. So what is the awareness from the heart that I would like to entertain today? Well, this is for everyone, and we know that the heart, be it in humans, in animals, in any alive being that has a physical body, contracts and relaxes. And this is something that the heart does all the time. It doesn't matter if the body is asleep or awake or aware or not. In order for the body to be alive, the heart contracts and relaxes all the time. And in order for this to be working healthily, what happens is this contraction and relaxation are very rhythmical. So they're in complete sync. And although I have this, the heart is a favorite topic of mine, and I have a PhD devoted on it, I will not go there today. But I would like to observe these two processes, contraction and relaxation, and how they connect to everything else. So first of all, are we clear that we have contraction and relaxation in order for the heart and the body to function? And they have to be in sync. If they're not, then we start calling them different names. I will not choose to go there either. So what is this contraction and relaxation? Is one of them more important than the other? That's a very interesting question. It's like, is inhaling and exhaling a process in which one is more important than the other? Well, it's pretty clear that they're both equally important and they have to be in sync. Just inhaling or just exhaling is not going to do much good for very quickly. It will fail the process. Well, depends on what we consider failure, but if we want to support living in a physical body, inhaling and exhaling is something that happens rhythmically and we're not even aware of it so much on the surface. We don't have to do anything for it to happen when things work properly for us. So the reason I chose this contraction and relaxation of the heart is because, as I said, every single process or every single thing that we can observe, it doesn't matter how big or small it is to us, obviously it's relative, compared to what it's big or small. But any single thing in the universe actually has information that applies to everything else. And this is a very valuable observation. So the contraction and relaxation of the heart, obviously, if you look at them, two things that are opposite to each other. Contract, and then relax is the opposite of contract. And then contract is the opposite of relax. And then relaxation is the opposite of contraction. So basically, and they're followed in a rhythm. Contraction, if you start using synonyms, is something like compression. And then relaxation is expansion. So basically the contraction is squeezing something, and the relaxation is expanding it. And this, as I said, is constituting a very important connection. And when we go to school, we're told that the heart is a muscle that we should be exercising and just an organ and that's it. But when we look beyond all this, the heart is much more. Actually, the heart is the connection between the being and the physical body. So the heart is the seat of action of the subconscious mind, and the connection between the mind, conscious, subconscious, the body, the being, the soul, the spirit. So it has this very unique interaction, connection, and communication with everything. And so, why am I choosing to look at contraction and relaxation? And today I probably will ask more questions than answer, because asking a question basically opens up the possibility for the universe to answer it, instead of we to be answering from whatever limited awareness we have right now, and this way to disallow all the many infinite possibilities. And then I also would like to look at the symbol of infinity and the meaning of infinity. So infinity, for those who know how it's written, it is basically figure 8, like the number 8, but rotated to 90 degrees. So it's basically laying number 8. And if the figure of infinity is written as it's supposed to be, there's no beginning and no end on it. So at any, you can visualize the figure of infinity. That's like laying down or rotated at 90 degrees. Doesn't matter if it's clockwise or anti-clockwise, number 8. And although some people would write the number 8 in a way that it has an opening, in general, the number 8 and the figure of infinity have no opening. They basically have one point where two loops connect. So basically, it's like two loops connected at the point. And there is no, so it doesn't matter where we put, where we start. We can choose any point. There are infinitely many on that figure. Any point that we choose, we can go in one direction or the other. There are always two choices, one direction or the other. And we will circle through the figure infinitely many times, and there is no end. So at any point that we choose, we can go around it as long as we want, and it will still be possible to continue to go. So that's what infinity is. Doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end, it's not a number. So adding infinity and infinity doesn't become two times infinity. It continues to be infinity because it's not countable. You cannot count it. Subtracting infinity from infinity continues to be infinity. Doesn't become zero or less than infinity. This is like a magical figure and a very powerful universal concept. So why am I talking about infinity here when I started with the awareness of the heart? Because the heart has access to this infinite awareness. And the same way, like the figure of infinity has no beginning and no end, that awareness has no beginning and no end if we allow it, if we don't limit it and don't restrict it. And so in this connection here, let's look at contraction and relaxation again. So contraction is squeezing something, in a way, limiting it. And relaxation is, in a way, expanding it. So if we look at contraction and relaxation, and also compression and the opposite of it, expansion, basically leads us to this observation that I find very fascinating and powerful, that expansion actually is relaxation and vice versa. Because again, contraction and relaxation are opposites. They're completely connected, and every one of them is very important to the other. They have to be in sync and complete rhythm. And also compression and expansion are complete opposites. So in this observation here, expansion and relaxation are the same. And so let's allow that to be. Expansion is relaxation. So what you know, a point of view for that, an interesting point of view is when we allow ourselves to expand our awareness, what happens? We actually go into relaxation. And this is not just relaxation as a process of the heart's work relaxing and contracting. It is relaxation. Is that relax, everything is okay. This awesome state of being relaxed, when you go into relaxation. And the more we actually expand, the easier and automatically becomes relaxing for us, because we raise our level of awareness. And the more we actually contract and compress, this basically leads to lowering our vibration and tending to fears and stuff that feel unpleasant. Why do they feel unpleasant? Because they basically constrict it. We contract it. We compress it. And so, if you want to witness infinity, let's look at the meaning of infinity and the figure of infinity. Can actually infinity be contracted? Is this even a possibility? No, because infinity is uncountably big. So contracting it doesn't work. But could infinity be expanded? Well, it actually is. It already is. The whole being of infinity is expansion. And do we even have to define all this? Because the more we define stuff in order to try to understand it, the more we actually limit it. Because any definition is limiting. It's excluding things from the definitions. This, that, and whatever. And immediately implies it's not all these other things. So what if we, for the sake of today, right now, decide, or not even decide, because any decision again is locking into position. So this allows many of the possibilities. What if we just allow this awareness of infinity as to be? What is that? Well, this basically is divine consciousness. Does divine consciousness have any limits? Any obstacles? Is it contracted? Is it excluding anything? Or is it expansion? Is it a relaxed expansion? And so, I am infinite. I am an infinite being. Does this apply to every one of us? So heart, basically, the heart is the connection to infinity. It's not only the connection, it is infinity. And it's available. And when we have this heart, which we all have heart, this makes us infinite beings. And we not necessarily have to come from this point of view. We are infinite beings because our true essence is divine consciousness, which is infinite. So that's why I am infinite, you are infinite, we are all infinite. We are infinite beings. And so then, is infinity limited? Is it? Infinity is infinity, which means exactly the opposite of limited or any limitation. So if I am infinite being, so then am I limited? Are my abilities limited? Are my talents and skills limited? Is what I can choose and manifest limited? So when we are aware of our infinity, then immediately all these limitations of what's possible and what's not fall out. Because again, infinity is our essence, and as infinite beings, we have all these infinite possibilities and infinite awareness available to us. So then the next thing is, do we even does it even make sense to try to contain infinity somehow? Well, it's clear. And can infinity be limited? Can an infinite being be limited? Can you contract infinity? Can I? Can we put a jail cell around it? Or a box? Or some kind of a limit? No, because it doesn't, it cannot be contained. So how much energy does it take to contract infinity? Well, we decided we actually cannot contract it. But then probably even better question is, how much energy does it take to try to contract infinity? And trying is a dirty word, and a dirty action, as I said, because we either choose to do something or not. And trying is what immediately says, oh, this may not happen. And that applies what? That we don't have the ability, and we go into this place where our essence is not, where we're not divine. So, although the word try is the one that I don't use, in this particular thing is very relevant. How much energy does it take to try to contract infinity? Well, because infinity is not possible to be contracted, what kind of energy is going to try to take to try to do it? Well, infinite amount of energy. And will there be any result? No. So this is a situation when we can expend our energy on something without a result, and we feel depleted, tired, unsatisfied. And it's for many reasons, because it's basically we're going against ourselves, against the flow. We are trying to do something that neither serves us nor is actually possible. We want to contract infinity. And this trying takes a lot of energy, so we feel tired, depleted, unsatisfied. And what does it take to change that? Well, a simple, true awareness of what's going on will be enough to basically start the shift out of this depleted energy when we're spilling it in the direction of like moving the ocean with a bucket. It doesn't really matter if the bucket has a bottom or not, because we know the ocean and the bucket. Bottomless bucket or bottomed bucket will not move the ocean. It's basically like awareness of it will immediately free us. And here we come to something else, freeing ourselves from limits. What does this mean here? And when we free ourselves from something that's limiting us, what also happens? Well, we also free this something that's limiting us from ourselves. So basically the freeing becomes in all directions. You know, all time and space becomes like universal, because we're freeing ourselves from whatever is limiting us. And this way we also are freeing whatever is limiting us from ourselves. So we are freeing. And again, this word awareness is extremely appropriate here, because just the awareness of something is restricted, contracted, boxed, limited, chained, or whatever other words we can use, is immediately a great opportunity to allow it to come out. to allow that infinity to be it. Because again, if you look at, observe it, just observe it, observe this wave of awareness, we can see that what happens. Basically, its true essence is expansiveness, raising the vibration, feeling happy, joyful, and this is a relaxed state. So the more we raise our vibration, the more relaxed we feel, and the more relaxed we are, and this is our state of being. So anytime when there's tension, tension is connected with compression, with some pressure, with some limits. And is this something that applies to divine consciousness, if you look at it? Divine consciousness tense, compressed, limited. Does this even sound true? Doesn't sound like a possibility at all. Why? Well, because what exudes from it is continuous relaxation. Just by being aware of that. Being. And again, when we be, do, have, and always we are striving for something, what if we start with being? Being who we are, which is the infinite beings that we are. And then we allow everything that comes with it to just be. Expanded, relaxed, aware, and all these things that we're always searching for, happiness, joy, peace, wealth, abundance, love, light, life, they're all immediately available because that's the state in which we are. There's no restriction. And because they are available there, all these things that we always dislike, the fears and construction and contriction and tensions and all this are not available because the vibration is very different and we cannot have two vibrations of different frequencies coexisting together. They will, as we said last time, one will start changing the other. They will either lower themselves or raise themselves or meet somewhere in the middle, which there's infinitely many possibilities for options there. But what if we allow ourselves to be that? We just have to allow ourselves to be. In order to allow ourselves to be, we have to first be aware that that's a possibility. And it's a possibility that actually is natural for us. So what if today I choose that? What if today you choose that? What if we all choose this today? How would that feel? And if we are relaxed and aware and aligned in complete sync and harmony with our true essence, our divine infinite being, will there be any tension, any restriction? Will there be any energy wasted to try to contract what we are? And isn't it exactly when you start feeling pressure and overwhelm and fear and all this, the moment when we actually try to put ourselves in a box, when we try to limit ourselves, try to limit our true essence, try to limit infinity, which, as you already witnessed, it doesn't work. What it does is sucks a lot of energy out of us, and it's always unsuccessful. There's no such thing as somebody being successful in limiting infinity. It doesn't work. So, how about we come back again and give this gratitude to our hearts that are continuously beating in us in a rhythm and reminding us, just be aware, just be aware, just be aware of the importance of being yourself. And it's like we have this continuous example of relaxing and contracting, how nicely it works. and one is equally important to the other, and they work in sync, and everything is like perfectly tuned. And we inhale and exhale, and we have all our circulation working so wonderfully, and we can relax and let it be, and let ourselves be. And then once we be, all these things that you want to do, they kind of like automatically become available to us. And most of them are completely done at once. We hardly ever have to do anything. And if it is, it's very simple and easy and quick, and it's done, because that's how our true essence, the infinity, creates. And then we have it. So be, do, have, here it is. It's all solved. The only thing we have to remember is to focus on being aware of who we are. We're not going to acquire it from somewhere or get it from somewhere. We already are. That's who we are. We are infinite beings. So we just have to allow whatever already is to be. It's that simple. We don't have to do anything about it. We just have to allow it. It's already available. It's always been available. But what happened is we probably weren't aware of it. And it sounds very simple. It sounds very easy. And that's because it is. It's simple and it's easy. So this is my entertainment for today. How about we allow to be aware with fun, with light, with ease, with joy, and with glory. What if we do that? Would that be a possibility for me? Would that be a possibility for you? Will you allow it? Will we allow it? Will I will allow it. So that's my contribution to you today. Let's allow that. And I would like to finish with my favorite prayer for allowance of our awareness to just be simply and easily. Divine consciousness, divine Father, Mother, life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every necessity, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. This is this presence that's available. And again, we know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. Receive awareness. When we're running around complaining that we don't receive, we only give. Well, this giving and receiving also is connected with this contraction and relaxation. How about we just relax and receive what's already available? Receive that awareness instead of looking at remote locations and doing things to acquire something that's already there. This is so powerful. I know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. Receiving awareness. What if we look at any place today, within us, outside of us, and receive awareness? What if we are willing to receive today and then in 10-second increments all the time? We believe and know that this is possible. Receiving awareness is possible. It's confirmed here. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. And how do we express divine consciousness? By being aware and receiving awareness. As we speak to you, we know that we are perfectly receptive, that you are perfectly receptive of us. For you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. Yeah, so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. There was no contraction or tension or panic. Oh, cannot control this. Oh, cannot make. There is no such thing. It's a complete relaxation with infinity. Relax with infinity. Universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. Using what? Using infinite awareness of everything is possible. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so. It is done. Amen. Wow. It's so beautiful. Thank you for the contribution of you, for being the infinity that you are. Thank you.